Despite our best efforts to hide the fact, sometimes we are openly, gloriously, completely a public radio show. Here's an example from a show last June with Roy Blunt Jr., Amy Dickinson, and Moraka, along with guest scorekeeper Corey Flintoff.
All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
I'd like to encourage NPR to pay more attention to poetry and the cable networks, with the possibility of HBO doing something.
That's a man named Donald Hall encouraging us at NPR to do more with poetry. This week, Mr. Hall was named to what important position?
I somehow know this. He's the poet laureate.
He is. Of course he's the poet laureate. I'm not surprised, you know, with all the millions of people dialing in to vote in the final show to see who got the job. It was so exciting. Mr. Hall became the 14th Poet Laureate of the United States this week, a very important position. He will have absolute control over the nation's supply of black berets. And plus, this is interesting, a perk: by law, all the sensitive girls in drama class have to write about him in their journals. We just want to say, though, Mr. Hall, if you're listening, there's no earthly way we at NPR could do more poetry than we already do. For example, I don't know if anybody's noticed this. For 6 years now, Corey has done the newscasts in iambic pentameter.
But, you know, now that The Sopranos is going off the air, I see a hole.
In HBO?
Sure, poetry hole.
Edie Falco is the Belle of Amherst.
Amy is related, you know, to the Belle of Amherst.
Are you really? Yeah.
Are you really?
Well, she's dead.
Yeah, but you don't. You don't.
But hold on. Amy Dickinson is related to Emily Dickinson.
That's awesome. Wow.
And Angie Dickinson and anyone else named Dickinson.
Yeah.
That's just my blanket. Yeah.
Do you know this? I'm sorry. While we're in the topic of Emily Dickinson.
I love it. The policewoman of Amherst. That's right. Awesome.
Pepper.
I once heard, and I have discussed this with Roy in the past, that all of Emily Dickinson's poems, every single one, could be sung to the tune of The Yellow Rose of Texas.
Yeah.
So, for example,
because I
would
not
stop for death, it kindly stopped for me.
Yeah. Everybody knows that, sure.
Wow. No one would ever confuse this with a morning zoo show.
I just want to say, if Mr. Hall is listening, that was for you.
Yes.
That was for you, Poet Laureate.